Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We got good stuff lined up for you today. In a little bit, we're going to get into the 13 rules Bachelorette contestants have to follow.
Oh, I'm scared about this.
Six types of workout equipment that might fit under your desk. Some local good stories and some other fun stuff we're going to get into. We kick the hour off talking a little entertainment, and we'll wrap up this segment talking local entertainment. But first up, quite an interesting story, I think. The Beatles could be up for a Grammy or multiple Grammys for the first time in more than a quarter of a century.
Whoa.
Their final single, Now and Then, could get one or more nominations when they're announced in November. The Beatles picked up their last Grammy for their 97 single, Free as a Bird. One of my favorite all-time Beatles songs. Really one of my favorite songs. Other Beatles-related projects have been nominated for and even won Grammys since then, but none of them were credited to the full band. And this will be this is it. I mean, I know that every once in a while we get some archived footage and everything, but as we're losing more and more of them, and as we're that footage, that work is less and less, this could be it. This could be the last one, which is noteworthy. Now, regardless if you care about the Beatles or even care about music, I think this is noteworthy in culture. I think this is noteworthy in our history. But there's never been a band like the Beatles. Period.
No.
And there never will be another band, because it's a little bit like the argument that I deal with all the time with Michael Jordan and LeBron James, and who was greater and who was the best and all these things. It's unfair to compare anybody to Michael Jordan. What Michael Jordan did was put, like, so basketball is not that big around the world. The Dream Team happens, 96. They go and play, and all of a sudden, little kids are watching American athletes for the first time in person and seeing the game of basketball. And a young kid like a Dirk Nowitzki in Germany sees this and decides to start, you know, ask his parents for a basketball hoop, and ends up getting drafted and coming to the NBA and getting an NBA championship and being a Hall of Famer and arguably the greatest foreign player of all time. Right now in the NBA, the last couple of seasons, the top draft picks have all been foreign players. In fact, this year, the first two players were France. Actually, last year, the first pick was a French player. And this year, the first two were French players. That's the Michael Jordan. That's the Dream Team impact. LeBron can't do that. It's already been done. The idea of comparing that. Now, LeBron may be playing with his son on an NBA court. That'll be the first time that's ever happened in basketball.
Yeah, but that's a different achievement than what Michael Jordan did.
But this is just the kind of way things are. So as far as anybody being like the Beatles, the British Invasion, and all these things that happened through that, it already happened. You can't do it again.
Unless there is some other, you know, because the music was so different from everything else that people were hearing at that time. I don't think that we have that option anymore. I mean, maybe.
Well,
there's something we haven't heard yet.
Yeah, but so in comparison, you take a Taylor Swift, you take a Beyonce or somebody like that. There are, I don't think there's any argument, those are probably the two biggest artists in the world. Their popularity, that bigness, it's nothing compared to what the Beatles were.
Right.
And
a sensational wave at the time that you couldn't recreate now.
They weren't just they weren't just a band. They were a pop culture phenomenon that we had never seen anything like before. And what they did was completely different than what anybody else has ever done. And that changed music. That changed the game. A lot of people weren't doing the refrain thing before the Beatles, for one thing. I mean, the actual designing of a song changed when the Beatles, like, think about that. That's there's so much to that. So whether they win the Grammy or not, I don't think I care, and I don't think they care, honestly. But
some of them definitely don't.
When it comes to, like, us as we take this in as fans, or just again as people that are taking in history, it's pretty amazing.
It is.
And it's a really good song, Now and Then. That's a really good. I can't listen to it more than once, though. I like once a day or whatever. I can't listen to it too much. John Colbert, not maybe a household name, but I think one of those actors that if you see him, you know him. He has had a very successful career. He was on Northern Exposure. He was on Sex and the City. And he also was the lead actor, or the second lead, I should say, in the Big Fat My Big Fat Greek Wedding movies.
Okay.
So it's a little surprising to hear this. So it's surprising to hear that he thinks, quote, I picked the wrong thing to do with my life.
Oh.
In an interview on David Spade and Dana Carvey's Fly on the Wall podcast, which is really good, John said he's, quote, in the fourth quarter of his life and career, and he has a lot of regrets. Quote, I've made a lot of money. I live in a beautiful home. People come to me at every restaurant I go in. I'm a friend of the world. But as far as a fully fulfilling creative work life, I didn't write one line. I didn't write one joke that made people laugh. So it's been unfulfilling on that level. I like John Colbert. I like his acting, and I was a big fan of his on Northern Exposure. I love that show. Used to watch it with my mom and dad all the time. It was a great show. And he is obviously entitled to his feelings and all that. I would really fight back against this.
Okay.
One of the things that I think any good writer and actor will tell you is, okay, I write this line, and I feel this, and I want it this way. And then the actor takes it and turns it into something and brings it to life. That ain't nothing. That is not nothing as far as creativity goes. Not everybody can do that. I want anybody to go ahead that's never acted before. Go ahead and write a couple lines down. All right. Or grab, actually better yet, grab a loose script or a book or something like that and look at it. And I want you to read those lines in there. And I want you to make them your own. I want you to make them sound like they came out of your own head. I want you to make them sound like they are right in the moment, right there, top of your head, and deliver them. Mm-hmm. And make it real. Mm-hmm. That's creativity. That not everybody can do that. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't want to like fight him on this or anything like that, but I hope that he comes to a point where he realizes not only was that creativity, but it's fulfilling. You entertained people. He talks about this in there, that people come up to him in restaurants and thank him or say they liked his work or something. That's fulfillment. That's creativity. I don't blame him for what he's saying. I mean, he's again, he's entitled to how he feels. But I would push back on the idea that if you quote unquote just act, that you are not being a creative or anything. The idea that a monkey can do it. Well, yeah, we saw that with Clint Eastwood in Any Way Which Way But Loose. We've seen it with Turner and Hooch with Tom Hanks working with the dog. I mean, I'm not saying that acting is the upper echelon or anything like that, but it is creativity. Mm-hmm. I will wholeheartedly.
And it's an opportunity and an option that not everybody has.
I will admit, I've spent a lot of my life fighting this, where there are a lot of, I have a lot of creative friends, and a lot of them are in the music industry. And we joke all the time about how the guy that walks around with the acoustic guitar could just pull it out anytime and play. That's a lot more entertaining than all of a sudden I decided to start doing a Shakespeare monologue. You know, it's not the same thing creatively, but it is on the creative. It is highly up on this creative spectrum, I think.
Well, and he got to choose this.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, for him just expressing regret over his choices in life, I don't feel sorry for him. Not even a tiny little bit.
Not one bit. No.
In fact, I think it's a little. I don't know. Gross that he's.
Thank you.
Saying
Thank
that.
You. I didn't. I never want to tell somebody you shouldn't feel that way or something like that. But I'm 1,000% with you on this. I feel like it's very self-entitled.
Yeah, he had these opportunities to do this and work with some pretty awesome people, and now he's saying I chose the wrong thing with my life. Well, sorry, dude. You're in your 60s. Choose something else. You have life left.
And you hit it right on the head. He chose this life. It ain't like nobody made him act or anything like that.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. And you knew what you were signing up for. If you wanted to do this creatively, maybe don't do my big fat Greek wedding. Maybe write a script.
How do all of those people that worked with him feel about him saying that? Like, oh, okay, that's how you feel? Well. Well, okay, I'll turn what you said right around back at you, dude.
I'll tell you this, too. I don't think that, and I can't speak for him, of course, but I think that you and I can both touch on this, that none of us, anything good we've done creatively, we did alone. No. We there's been somebody in our support group, or there's been somebody that we worked with or something like that. So that's a really incredible point, I think. And I did not think about right away, but it's really insulting to the people he's worked with. One thing I was thinking of, and I, again, this is just adding that I've been doing this for a long time. There are thousands of actors that would have killed for this opportunity.
Yeah.
And not a dang one of them would be on a podcast complaining about it.
Yeah, it just sounds like a lot of whining.
Yeah, it kind of does. Kind of does. And I do want to, I haven't heard the interview, so I'd like to hear maybe in his voice there's a little more context. I don't know, but as it is.
And they like to, you know, chip, pick and choose clickbait headlines, so maybe there's more context here.
But as it is, don't know. Don't like it. I do like when Melissa sends me information. She's very good about finding out things and does such a good job working through our communities and looking for different information about different subjects. And one of the things you sent me recently is about our friends over at PACT, the Pittsville Area Community Theater.
Yeah, I was excited about this because I missed seeing this show in Tomo when it was there. And now I'd like to see it here in Pittsville.
Coming to Pittsville in July, The Tin Woman by Sean Grennan, published by PlayScripts. In this heartwarming dramatic comedy inspired by a true story, a young woman's life is given an unexpected jump start through the gift of a donated heart. Her yearning to meet the still grieving family who made the donation results in an ending surprising for all. They've got some great actors, a wonderful director, and some really good people behind this one.
Mm-hmm. They open on the 12th.
Yeah. They're opening in just days, and so be sure to get your tickets. Find out more at Pittsville. Let me see, PittsvilleAct.org. PittsvilleAct.org.
And I think it goes for 2 weekends, so you'll have some time.
Yeah, be sure to check that out. And we send a big shout out to our friends in Pittsville. Love to get you guys on Director's Cut. Love to get you guys on a midday or something like that. I'd like to work with them a little bit more. They do some really good stuff and some fun stuff over there.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, our Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater is gearing up to celebrate its 50th season, 50th year next year. And, boy, got some great stuff lined up to be able to do that. First up, coming up this week, is Newsies Jr.
Thursday.
Directed by the great Gretchen Powers, music direction by Sue Becker. A fantastic time they've had putting this one together. Talked to Gretchen a little bit about this one, and she lights up as soon as she started. As soon as we were talking shop and everything, and then I ask her, how's Newsies Jr. going? She lights up. She's so excited. July 11th, 12th, and 13th, you will have an opportunity to catch these shows. Mm-hmm. While I will encourage you to see local theater anytime, anywhere, whether it is grade school, junior high school, whatever. There is nothing like seeing a WRCT kind of kids production.
Yeah. Well, they put so much effort and work and thought into these shows. It's wonderful to see. And the kids, they give their all.
Yeah. And there is something to be said, too, about us having our own theater.
For sure. They're very blessed.
Incredibly. I've never worked anywhere like it. I would say Stagecoach in Illinois, they were a little bit like this, but they inherited their theater. This was something that the city and many grants and scout and all these things came together to give us this theater, and it's beautiful. It's one of the best stages. It is my stage. I love that stage. I really, really do. And I love the acoustics in that room. And then you get to see kids up there. Oh, yeah. Man. Check it out, everybody. It's going to be a good show. Newsies Jr. premiering this July 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can get your tickets at wrctheater.org or right there at the front when you get in.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd wait till you get there.
Yeah.
I get them ahead of time.
Yeah. These kids shows, that's a great note, Melissa. These kids shows do sell pretty fast. Mm-hmm. So make sure to get those in, everybody. Because we got people like Melissa and I that want to see the show, but there's a lot of family members and a lot of people out there that are going to be seeing these. And so those tickets are going to get taken up pretty quick.
Yes.
And keep in mind, we have auditions for WRCT's Hopo production coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a madhouse. Directed by the great Stephanie Horth. The auditions for this will be coming up July 15th from 5 to 7 over at the WRCT Auditorium.
That's Monday.
Wow. Yeah. Get your kids over there to audition. Have some fun. You are not going to work with many better directors than Gretchen or Stephanie when it comes to kids especially. So your kids are going to enjoy themselves, have fun, and the idea of, you go ahead and you take in this show, and maybe you don't see the upper echelon of acting or something like that or whatever or any of this. None of that matters. You're going to see a great show. You're going to be entertained. You're going to laugh. You're going to enjoy yourself. And among all those things, in the back of your mind, in the front of your heart, you can know, I am building these kids' confidence.
Yes.
I am helping these kids gain some confidence that they can take into life whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool kind of win-win situation here.
Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun seeing them. If you've been to Hopewell Productions in the past, you're going to see some repeat actors on that stage. And to see them grow every year is really rewarding.
I've always wanted to see a show on Broadway. It's one of my dreams, not only to perform, but to see a show on Broadway. Mm-hmm. I would turn that down in a second to see any one of these shows. and you can test me on that one, too, everybody, please. Because I love kids' shows. I love the shows that involve young people. The energy and the excitement is palpable. It's mm-hmm. infectious. It's a lot of fun. Check it out.
It's great.
Find out more at WRCT.org, WRCTheater.org, WRCTheater.org. When we come back, we're going to get into these 13 rules Bachelorette contestants have to follow. I don't know about this one.
Okay.
We'll see what this is like. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Little Beatles to play us in. Season 21 of The Bachelorette kicked off last night. There's a lot more going on behind the scenes on these shows than you realize. And here are 13 rules contestants have to follow. Maybe give you a little more insight, a little more appreciation of the show if you're a watcher of it. I should mention that Melissa and I are not. And I've mentioned many times on these airwaves that I'm not a fan of reality TV. Reality TV is if I could be blunt with the audience, it's been something that has been a crux in our industry for quite some time. I don't expect a lot of people to care about this, but for every reality TV show that is out there that is a set of actors, a set of writers, a set of editors, a set of photographers that are not working, and production companies see this as a cheap way out to entertain you. They with the writers and actors strikes and the new contracts that came in, a lot of these producers have found a petty way to get back at actors and writers by not doing scripted television. So with the popularity of every reality show just incentivizes them to do more and more of this. You will look at the fall schedule and you will see not a lot of scripted TV shows coming up. Now, where Jerry Seinfeld would tell you a lot of nonsense about why this is happening, the actual reason this is happening is a pettiness. And they beat us in this contract negotiation. So now we're gonna get back at them. Now with this writer's contract, this new writer's contract, I can tell my daughter, you can make a career at this. You don't have to be a struggling artist. I can tell my students as actors, you can make a living at this, which is all anybody wants to do. Nobody's trying to be a billionaire here or nothing. They're just trying to get paid to do their job.
And we all want entertainment.
Yeah. Now, I would also, with all of that being said, anybody that wants to call up, 424-2600. And if you are a fan of this show, please go ahead and give us your insight and any details you'd like about the show or anything that kind of adds to what we're about to tell you here.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum age requirement. You must be at least 21. No word if that's an upper limit, though. So the age limit of 21, a lot of people are pointing out that there are not a lot of contestants over the age of 21. Now, I didn't know that Leonardo DiCaprio was on The Bachelor. I didn't know that. So isn't that his thing? He won't date anybody under 21 or something? I don't know. Contestants must be single. This one should go without saying, but there have been plenty of contestants with, shall we say, murky relationship statuses back home.
Well, because some of them are just in it for the money.
I can't, I can't think of what. Hey, baby, I'm going to go do this thing. I'll be back in a little while. That, like, it shows up on TV that you're trying to date somebody else? Like, yeah, what?
And that you're engaged to be married to some, I don't know, TV person? That would be weird.
I don't understand why anybody tries to get away with anything anymore. Like, I genuinely do not get it. There are cameras everywhere. There is somebody keeping a paper trail of everything. There is nothing that you can get away with anymore. So anybody that you think you're quote-unquote fooling, you're the fool. You're the fool if you think you can get away with something. Contestants must agree to be filmed 24/7, and all the footage is owned by the show, and they can use it however they want, which also means editing things.
Yes. Yep. They can make you look however they want.
And a master editor can make things look really, really good for you. For the show, not for the contestants.
Right.
Because something else to keep in mind with this, this show is not about the contestants, not about the Bachelorette herself or anything else. It's about ratings.
Yep.
And
it's about making more people want to watch it.
What really is the bigger story? What is going to get more eyeballs?
It's going to cause more drama.
Yeah. Somebody meets the love of their life and they're going to go and live a happily ever after, or drama.
How many times has that worked out on these shows?
Yeah, yeah. Contestants can't disclose they've been cast. You even have to sign a confidential agreement just to attend a casting session.
That makes sense.
Contestants may be asked to take physical and psychological tests. Sure, the producers want drama, but nothing too crazy.
Right. That also makes sense.
Contestants bring their own clothes, although The Bachelorette often gets to work with a wardrobe person. But that's interesting. I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
And there is a dress code. A lot of it has to do with avoiding patterns that clash on camera, like stripes, small checkers, big patterns, or solid whites, maybe wearing all green, kind of things.
Okay. So you don't disappear.
Mm-hmm. No cell phones. They're confiscated when filming begins.
Wow.
Contestants also can't play much music because the show doesn't have the copyrights.
Oh, yeah. So they couldn't have it going in the background.
Interesting. Limo entrances are strategically arranged. Producers choose the other contestants come out to make things as dramatic as possible.
They don't want you showing up in your jalopy.
Yeah, yeah. Contestants don't normally... Oh, well, I imagine that might affect how The Bachelorette feels about these people, too. If you come in with a Rolls Royce or you come in with a jalopy, yeah. Contestants don't normally eat on dates. Producers actually send food to their rooms before the date, so they're not hungry and don't eat the food that's put in front of them.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of hard to have a conversation on camera when you have food in your mouth. It's not super appealing.
Yeah, and nobody's wanted to ever see anybody eating. Like, I've mentioned this before to actually some friends of mine that work in the marketing industry when it comes to food and a lot of food commercials. You're seeing less and less food commercials with people eating. So they did something a while back. I think it was Carl's Jr.'s or whatever. They'd have a supermodel eating a real messy burger, usually like scantily dressed on a car or something like that. And nobody liked those ads. Nobody wanted those ads. And this was kind of like the final factor of like, wow, even a pretty woman, they don't want to see eating.
Okay, but maybe we disagree on this, James, because my favorite part of watching some of these, they're like reels on Facebook, but also just videos of people making food. I like to see them taking a bite of it.
I should be more specific about this. I don't have a problem with seeing people eat on TV or anything like that. It's the noises that I don't like. That's more of a radio thing. I don't think that anybody's ever wanted to hear somebody chew on the air. Please call up 424-2600 if that is something you like. But I feel pretty confident on that one. What you're saying is 100%, Melissa. If I watch a cooking show or anything like that, I like seeing the judges' faces.
Yeah, nobody takes a bite? That would be weird.
Yeah, that would be really
Well, this looks very appealing. I have no idea what it tastes like. But yeah, you get a B+ on presentation.
Yeah, no, I get that. That I get completely. For me is the audio of it, the radio part of it. But
for a show like The Bachelorette, they have to talk. It would be a pretty boring show just watching them shovel food in their mouths.
Mm-hmm. Contestants have to endure long rose ceremonies. They film a lot more than what you see on TV.
Yeah, because they got to get the lines right. Because as much as this is unscripted, it's scripted.
Mm-hmm. No internet. pretty much the same as the no phone thing.
So this is almost a form of somewhat torture for these poor 21-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah. And no spoilers, after filming wraps, contestants sign all kinds of paperwork to ensure confidentiality.
Yeah, yeah, you're in big legal trouble for that.
When everybody started having a cell phone, this was something that the movie industry really had to wrap down on, because you would have extras on sets, and they'd pull their phone out and take pictures of a costume or something like that.
Or even just mention something on their social media account.
Yeah, yeah. And I know a lot of actors that are not working anymore because of that. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say a lot. I know three. That's interesting. And you mentioned the scripted thing, Melissa. That's an interesting part of this, too. I wonder how many people watching reality TV understand that or care.
Because well, and maybe they don't. It's entertainment for them.
Everything I said before, I stand on. I put my name on before starting this conversation. But I do want to wrap up with saying, entertainment is not about me. It's not about Melissa. It's not about you, even. It's about everybody. And if this is doing well ratings wise, one, what else is on? But also, like what you like. Don't let me or anybody else tell you what you should or you shouldn't like or anything.
If we only had one option, it would be pretty boring.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like what you like, enjoy what you do, and don't let anybody tell you any different. I've obviously got a stake in this, so I have...
Yeah, and chances are people who enjoy reality TV also take in a lot of other entertainment as well.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's very fair. We will get to our news break. We'll come back and have some more fun. We're going to talk a little rafters. We're also going to get into the six types of workout equipment that fit under your desk. Still looking for that unicycle exercise thing. I'm going to see if I can find that online.
I could handle that under your desk, James.
Maybe, maybe. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. Yeah. We have here, you want to make your workout day even more, you know, interesting? And try these. We have some fitness gadgets that will fit under your desk.
Okay.
You can take a break from the daily grind or, you know, just go ahead and kind of keep your endurance up a little bit. The whole article here, I'm editing here a little bit because the article's talking about torturing yourself and all that, like if you want to, but I don't look at it that way. I think this is, if you want to do something.
You have a positive outlook on working out, James. Some of us do not.
It's true. Very true. Very true. a balance board. Those things you stand on to work out with your stabilizing muscles.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I didn't think of that.
Those for under your desk. I had one for a while. I gave it to Laura.
Yeah, those are good. Those are nice. Mm-hmm. A mini stair stepper. They went viral on TikTok this spring, and a lot of people are using those.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm trying to see how to describe one of those things a little bit for those. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of them out there right now. It's something that's just basically a stepper. And some of them involve, pulleys.
You know. I have one of those. It's called a loom. And it has treadles.
God, that thing's so cool. That's so cool. A leg pedaler. They're like a mini exercise bike, but you sit in a normal chair, and you can use that one while you're at work.
The biggest thing is you have to have clearance for your knees
with
any of these things.
Yeah, I'm trying right now, and I don't.
Nothing worse than hitting your knee on the underside of your desk.
Yeah, and that's all I would be doing is just hitting my knee over and over. I think I'm too tall for this.
Or you need a taller desk.
Yeah, yeah. A walking pad, a.k.a. a mini treadmill. They make them thin enough to fit under your desk now, or you could just go for a walk.
Or you could do that. But people who have standing desks, those, I've seen them. They're pretty cool. Just don't accidentally step off of it at the wrong moment.
Yeah, right. And those standing desks, those are becoming more and more popular with people.
Yeah, I did have one when I worked at the high school. But I used it some, but I did so much walking sometimes during the day that I didn't need it. So sometimes I got back to my desk and I'm like, I just need to sit.
I have a handful of friends in the radio business that love to stand while they're on the air, and then they'll sit down when they're off air.
Well, yeah, because they feel you can be more expressive when you're standing. The same is true when you're acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. A walking pad, or I'm sorry, a foot swing. They hook to the bottom of your desk and give you something to put your feet on, but you can also use them to stretch your calves and other leg muscles.
Oh, I want one of those.
Yeah, I have not heard of these. Well, I'm taking
that
a look.
I could probably just make one of those myself.
Well, you could. I'm looking at it right now, Melissa, and I think you can make up something really good with this. Oh, that's pretty cool. I would definitely use that.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that one's not bad.
I use a little stool that my dad helped me make, actually, out of 2x4s. We just, screwed them together and made a little... Because in my chair, when I'm tall enough, my chair is high enough that I can properly type on my keyboard, my feet don't hit the ground.
Mm.
So something like that would be really cool.
I like that. Let's see here. An exercise ball. Use it at your office chair to engage your core and improve posture.
Replacing chairs with exercise balls was a thing quite some time ago already.
Yeah, it was a while ago. I'm not sure if that's coming back or not, but I do remember doing that. It does look like they're coming back a little bit. There's certainly the note that we work too much and we actually have to combine work and exercising.
Find any way to introduce some movement into our day.
But that being said, I think that's, we're not going to change that right now. So
it's a positive. We'll take it as a positive.
I think that there's also exercises you can do at your desk that are not bad, like calf raises.
Yep. Or stretches of any kind.
Squats.
Good. Yep.
Chair dips are one of those ones I like doing. I like doing those. Leg extensions, chair squats, tricep dips, things like that. Tricep dips, chair dips, not that different, but works out a little bit of a different muscle.
Yeah.
And really, I think that it depends on, too, what you'd like to improve or what you would like to have better. If you, there's lots of people that don't like the bottom of their arms, there's that muscle to work out. Or maybe you don't like the way your calves look or something,
You just need to get more motion in your day.
Yeah, because that's a big one, too. More and more of us are realizing that we got to be moving. We got to keep bopping around and
motion
everything.
Motion is lotion.
Mm-hmm. And if you have any ideas, go ahead and call up 715-424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. Call
it's
up.
Just and one button dialing with the Civic Media app.
Love to hear your feedback on this one. I did want to talk a little Rafters before we wrap up the segment. Mm-hmm. Rafters got a big week ahead, a very exciting big week ahead.
Awesome.
We're in Green Bay today at 6:20 to take on the Rockers. That'll be a good game. And then on Wednesday, got a doubleheader. I'm sorry, not Wednesday. Got a 6:20 hosting Green Bay. So Green Bay will be coming to Witter Field on Wednesday.
Okay.
And that one will be a special night at Witter Field. Point Brewery presents the Boogie Bros.
Ooh.
Back for another year, Tiki Time is ready to provide the in-game entertainment for the evening, promising to have you leave with a smile on your face.
Nice.
And if the Rafters win on a Wednesday a home game, fans that stick around until the final out will receive a voucher for a free bleacher seat to another game during the season.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. Enjoy Tiki and have some fun with that one, everybody. And then on Thursday, we have a doubleheader for you.
Oh, there's the doubleheader.
Yeah, Thursday, 11:50 start time for game one against Wausau. And then a 6:20 start time, depending on when game one ends, for Wausau on that one.
Oof, this one's going to be tough because Wausau is like, what, number one or two this year?
Yeah, they're in the top of the division, yeah. And Thursday is also AM is Cellcom Kids Day. So you can go ahead and enjoy that,
some
too.
Extra things there for the kiddos.
Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau presents Sports Commission Night. Come out to Winter Field to see all the area sports organizations, your youth to adult, and they have some fun with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be, again, on Thursday's doubleheader. It's also Mid-State Free Tuition Night. Keep that in mind. It's going to be a fun one.
Go win some free tuition. That's really awesome.
And on Friday, we're hosting Lakeshore at 6:20. And that one is Mo Hill returning to Winterfield.
That's right.
I'm excited about this. Join us as we welcome back Midwest League legend and Wisconsin Rapids twin player Mo Hill, who's number 24, is going to be retired at Winterfield that day. That is pretty cool. If you don't know the story of Mo Hill, be listening to Friday's Playmakers. We're going to talk a little bit about the man and the impact he had not only on the game, but this area. Very interesting guy. I know when Tyler was joining us, he was really, really excited about this. It was something that him and the Rafters organization were really humbled by, and they're looking forward to having Mo come join them.
How cool.
It's going to be good. Keep in mind, Rocky concession special, $6 Rocky Rococo Pizza, also on Friday.
Nice.
Find out more, get your tickets, and support your Rafters at NorthwoodsLeague.com, NorthwoodsLeague.com. Keep in mind, if you can't make it to the game, every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter baseball, right where it belongs here at WFHR. We'll come back and wrap up the show. It's the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. Stick around for Matt and Air on the Air.
That's right. She's up next.
Jane and Greg going to do a great job for you and hopefully not wear themselves out, because after that, Seth and I will be interviewing them for Director's Cut.
Oh. Nice. That's today.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We're excited to talk with them, get to know them a little bit more. And it's a part of this thing that I want to do on Director's Cut, our Civic series, where we interview a lot of guests and a lot of the voices that we have at Civic Media, including our own team here.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. And let listeners have an inside look.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to that. Just the first of many looking forward to. But we got to get to a That Ain't Right story, Melissa. I've been hanging on to this one because this is a doozy. you want to talk about being lucky in life. I think this lady might have something on the rest of us.
Ooh.
Workers in northern China were demolishing an old house and had to call in the bomb squad when they found a live grenade.
Oh, that's no good.
So how did they get there? Well, the 90-year-old woman who lived in the house found it in a field a while back. And had been using it as a hammer for 20 years.
Jesus. I have no words.
I got nothing. I got nothing on this.
I have no words.
It's an old World War II era grenade with a wooden handle. She didn't know what it was and thought it was a tool. And I am looking at a photo of this right now, and I am not, please understand, I am not judging this lady one bit. I do not understand how she thought this. It doesn't look like a typical grenade.
Okay.
It's so if you grew up in a war family, or you understand, you've seen a lot of, maybe you'd understand that this is a grenade, but what you're picturing in your head of the green grenade with the, you know, round, it's round and all, this is not that. It okay. Genuinely, if you didn't know better, it doesn't look like a hammer, but something you could use as a hammer. I'm really trying to help out here.
It looks like a pestle. Like, if you know what a mortar and pestle looks like,
yeah.
It looks kind of like the pestle part.
Yeah, there you go.
So it doesn't look like a grenade.
No. She told police she'd been using it to hammer nails and also a nutcracker.
So not only is she, like, using it hammer, like, well, I don't know if she was pounding on the end or just on the side, but wow.
Mm.
Wow.
She told police she'd been using it for many years, and she'd used it so much over two decades, the wooden handle was smooth and glossy from all the wear, and the metal head at the end was full of dents.
Oh my goodness.
Police safely detonated the device, and no one was hurt.
And so it still detonated.
It still detonated.
Whoa. Oh my goodness. That was the luckiest woman.
Yeah, I don't know if she feels lucky, but I hope she does. that's something. I don't know if that's really a That Ain't Right story. I kind of feel like that's
I kind of feel like she won the lottery there.
Yeah. We want to get to a palate cleanser and some good stories of the day, and I have to call an audible before we dive into our schedule, because I want to shout out our own Melissa Kay, one of the best people I've ever worked with. let the audience look behind the curtain like we always like to do. I am dealing with some severe tooth pain, and it's very hard to talk right now. Breathing is not easy. I can't swallow. I can't spit or anything without it hurting. And when this happens, you lean on your partners, your co-mates and stuff. Your co-mates? I don't know. Your teammates.
There we go. That's it.
Melissa has been incredible. And I appreciate all the work that not only you've done yesterday and today, but really all around, Melissa. I really do appreciate you.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And to be, perfectly blunt, nobody could tell, James.
Yeah.
Without you telling us, we would not have been able to tell by your performance. So it's on you.
I'm not the only one that appreciates you, Melissa. our other good story of the day, we got a text from Pam about this. We got a letter from our friend Tyler.
Yes. Oh, this was so great.
I'm just going to read this right from here. Hello, morning show friends. Regarding July 1st, the kitchens open with Melissa Kay. Two thumbs up, full steam ahead. We will have them on the run. Give them another one across the bow. Sink their boat. No quarter. Enjoying the shows. Take her easy, Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate that, Tyler.
Was in reference to our Kitchens Open segment that started off with magic mushrooms and ended talking about the Chevron deference that the Supreme Court threw out, which allows them to micromanage all of our federal organizations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a really important one. It was a good one. I believe that one will be nominated for it. Well, we're going to put that one at the WBAs. We're definitely putting that one up there.
Thank you, Tyler. Really appreciate the postcard and the shout-out. And I, too, like IPAs.
We appreciate the best listeners in radio. Looking at our schedule for today, join us Matt and Air on the air, but a little later today from 2 to 4, The Maggie Dawn Show, and it's entitled Full Show. After that, Midday Magazine from 4 to 5. In part 1, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And in part 2, we're going to talk with David Farnborough as we Let's Talk Real Estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors.
That'll be a good conversation.
I do want to send a big thank you to our guests that were going to be on with us yesterday. Really appreciated the people that work with us on this. We were going to have WRCT and Gretchen on. We're hoping to have her on Friday's show or Thursday's show. We're also thankful to our friends at Vesper Days. We're going to have them on,
the
too.
Parade. Oh, great.
Yeah. We'll have them on Friday. Margie will join us on Friday to talk Vesper Days. Appreciate them.
That's coming up on the 20th.
Yeah.
So we got some time yet.
Mm-hmm. Got Rafter Baseball again going on tonight, 6:20 start time at Green Bay. Be sure to catch every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter Baseball right here.
Cheer them on. They need it.
Also, wanted to mention that our city band has got a performance tonight. City band is performing at Robinson Park tonight.
Oh, nice.
Go check out some of our favorite locals and some great musicians over at 7:30 over at Robinson Park.
It's a beautiful park.
Yeah. The best park. I love Robinson Park. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and enjoy a great band. And I got to say, if you haven't seen a show there, you're not going to find a bad seat. And the acoustics are fantastic.
They are. They're really great.
Be sure to check that out and buy local, support local, everybody. Mm-hmm. And we have some Medicare basic classes that are going on right now. We want to let you know about. They have an upcoming class going on today at the Wisconsin Rapids at the ADRC Wisconsin Rapids location. The class is from 1 to 3:30 today. You can learn more about Medicare and how and the benefits you have or don't have.
That's a great informational thing to attend.
This is a free class. It's open to all individuals with their families in their service area: Lincoln, Langdale, Wood, and Marathon counties.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are new to Medicare, this could be a very vital thing for you to take a part in.
Very helpful. So, because there's a lot of scammers out there that want to take advantage.
Register and find out more by giving them a call at 1-888-486-9545. 1-888-486-9545. Or you can go to adrc-cw.org to find out more.
Mm-hmm.
And wrapping up with a little United Way talk, Stuff the Desk. Stuff the School Bus and Desk is going on right now.
Yeah,
you can make
it. Drop off your donations at the United Way and many participating businesses across Wisconsin Rapids.
I mean, you can make an impact on the future just by buying some notebooks. I mean, you know, there are all kinds of supplies kids need, and as you get those supplies and you donate them to the United Way, they get them to these kids, and they are that much better in school, that much more focused in school, and enjoying school.
Yeah, yeah, having the supplies they need to be successful in school is a big deal.
Find out more at uwswac.org or by calling 211. And keep in mind, school supplies will be distributed during Stuff the Desk on August 16th and 17th. Make sure to get registered before August 1st.
Yes, and you can come down to Lunch by the River on August 1st with your donations as well, because they'll be there.
Yeah. Walk-ins will only be accepted on Saturday, August 17th, between 9:30 and 10. Supplies are not guaranteed. Keep that in mind.
So register if you can.
Yeah, and donate all you can. We appreciate everybody doing that. It goes so much farther than we could ever put into words.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should give something away, Melissa.
Let's do it.
All right. I've got four tickets here, four of them, for Buffett and the Son of a Sailor Band.
Woo-hoo.
This great Jimmy Buffett tribute concert that's coming to our town July 14th, 4 o'clock, over at the PAC.
It's this Sunday, right?
Yes, this Sunday. Yeah. You can go for free. Just call up and give me your favorite Jimmy Buffett song. Give me your favorite Jimmy Buffett song, and you'll get all four of these tickets. We send a big shout-out to Sally Kistner and our friends at Savor the Arts for getting these to us. Find out
that's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, find out more at SavortheArts.com and get your tickets. Have a great day, Melissa.
Yeah, you too, James.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.